we all know that Gambia has a large population of people in the diaspora. In fact, according to the last estimates, there are over 200,000 Gambians who live in the diaspora and very, very active in the affairs of our country. And every year, just this last year, Gambians sent over $700 million as remittances to that country. We contributed to almost about 32% GDP. But for a very long time, Gambians have been denied, Gambians in the diaspora, the right to enfranchisement. Because Section 39 of our Constitution gives every Gambian that is 18 years of age, at least, and of sound mind, the right to be registered to vote. So this is what we've been asking for.
Gambians living in the diaspora have not voted before, have you?
No, we have never voted before, even though the Constitution is very clear about that. Even though the Elections Act is very clear about it. So it has always been the lack of political will by the leadership to ensure that we voted. But the disappointing thing about this, with the diaspora seen as a big betrayal, is that Adama Barrow, whose presidency was as a result of the diaspora putting wealth and everything possible to make it happen, and who campaigned with his partners on some of these things, diaspora voting, electoral reforms and everything, is now the one standing in the way of the diaspora who made his presidency possible.
What do you make of the argument by the Gambian Justice Minister that this is because of the lack of the absence of diaspora constituencies in the electoral framework? That's his argument.
Well, that argument is flawed, and this is why. 2 years ago, myself, Pastor Mbajau, His Excellency Bibi Dabo, who used to be a vice president, Mr. Sili Sane, Mr. Charunanjai, and Mr. Jegandhre Johnson, took this matter to the Supreme Court of the Gambia to reaffirm our right to vote as a diaspora. And the Supreme Court came with a ruling siding with us that, yes, every Gambian, including those in the diaspora, have a right to vote. So the argument by the Justice Minister is lame and flawed, because that would have only been a possibility where they would have to demarcate the diaspora as a constituency. That was if we were to vote in the National Assembly. But when it comes to the presidency, all they need to do is register people based on constituencies that they came from. Every Gambian came from a constituency. So to me, that was not only disappointing, but a very lame argument that was meant for nothing but to cover the sinister effort by this government to ensure that those in the diaspora will not vote.
If you said that the Gambian president even supported the idea of the diaspora voting, what do you make of the fact that it was the ruling party members of parliament who contributed to the defeat of the bill?
That's why I characterize it as a betrayal. Because when Adama Barrow was campaigning, part of their agenda, the coalition, it was Go for Them, Gambia Opposition for Electoral Reform. That was the name. When they came and formed coalition 2016, part of their argument included total electoral reform that would also ensure the enfranchisement of the diaspora.